Listen, this is the next episode of the Tradepreneur Show. You cannot miss. There's so many groups out there, best practice groups. We're going to dive into them and talk about why, how, what, and if you should be a member of one. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Tradepreneur Show. As you can see, I am flying solo today. No Tanya, no Francisco. Reason is quite simple. I've been traveling, and man, the schedule is tight, and I'm traveling again. So I've got a little bit of time in coordinating schedules. I had to do things a little off base. So we'll see how I do without a co-host. With that said, I got something I want to talk to you about today, and it's something that's really important. And it's actually, there's two topics. The one has to do with professional organizations, being in a professional organization. If you're in the trades, there's a lot of them out there, and they seem to be cropping up more and more from the very well-established trade best practice groups to the who is this person, where did they come from? And many people may be thinking that about me. Of course, I'm just trying to do a podcast and share what I know, what I'm learning, and learn as I go through this experience. Now, what I can tell you, and the experience I have and I want to share with you, is we at General Air Conditioning and Plumbing, and me, myself, personally, are members of various organizations. There's a lot out there, and there's some that have been around for quite a while. I'll tell you one is Certain Path. It used to be Success Group. Nexstar is another one. Tommy Mello has recently started one, which is really impressive. I'm a member of that as well. And he has a big event, Home Service Freedom. Certain Path has two expos throughout the year. Nexstar has a super meeting. And then there's others, right? There's others. And I'm members of some of those other ones for at least the bits and pieces I need that I may see that they can offer that somebody else is not offering me. Or maybe they go a little deeper into a subject matter that I really want to focus on and develop. Regardless of what organization is out there, what I can tell you and what I do know is to be successful, you have to have mentors. That's just my belief. And there's mentors that you know and they know you and they know that they're mentoring you. And there's other mentors that you've never met and they haven't met you and they have no idea you exist, but they're still a mentor to you. You think of, you know, John Maxwell, for example. Now, while I have had the privilege of meeting him on two occasions, it's not like he remembers meeting me or who I am. He is one of my mentors. I listen to him. I read his books. And he is mentoring me. Whether he knows it or not, he's mentoring me. So you have those mentors. Then the trade groups we're in. The best practice groups is what I call them. They're mentors as well. But within those groups, you meet other contractors. And those contractors become mentors. I always like to go into an organization or a room where there's a lot bigger, smarter operators around me because I can learn from them. And I also know when I go into a room and there's smaller and newer operators, I learn from them as well. So being in a group of some sort to me is a critical part of success. And I've met people that disagree with me on that don't feel they need that, don't feel they need the help, don't see the benefit in it, or have had a bad experience with one, so they label them all the same. Well, okay, I get that. That happens, right? However, really and truly, if you want to reach the pinnacle of something, or at least move down that journey and chase the pinnacle, you need mentors, you need coaches, you need someone who's been there, done that, and is willing to share it with you. You need someone that will tell you when you got your head up your ass right? That's invaluable, because a lot of times when you're in that place, you don't realize it. And you also need to develop a network of people that you can pick up the phone and call when you run into a problem or when something doesn't seem right, something seems off, and say, hey, what are you experiencing? Is this unique to me? Is this something that you're feeling? And they're across the country. And what I find is when I have this network of people and I pick the phone up and I ask those questions, I find that it's not just me going through whatever I may be going through. Contractors across the country, in another part of the country, are feeling the same thing, which then tells me it's more of a climate, more of a business cycle for whatever reason is going on in the economy or politics or whatever. But I only have those networks because I belong to these organizations and I participate in them. Now, one challenge and why I said, hey, this is what I got to do a podcast on, is one of the challenges this time of year, these organizations tend to have their events two times a year. They're major events. One is September, October, like pushing it in between the end of the cooling season before the heating season for the HVAC world. And then again, March, April, right? And that's even when some of our manufacturers and whatnot have events. So it can become overwhelming. I could literally spend the month of September and October traveling to all these different events. So when you're a member of different events or organizations, you have to pick and choose. You have to decide which event are you going to go to. So 2 weeks ago, I was at Pantheon. I don't go to Pantheon every year. We use ServiceTitan. This year, I had specific things that I needed to get accomplished. Specific questions, specific resources I was looking for. Plus, I run into people that I haven't seen in a while. And the networking, to me, is invaluable. So I went there. And, you know, the great thing is, like, on day one, I accomplished 80% of what I needed to accomplish. And then early in the second day, everything else was done. And then I could just enjoy taking the networking and talking to other contractors and things like that. So that was a very important event for me to go to. Then two other organizations I belong to have events almost on top of each other. Not quite, but close enough that I can't be gone for 3 weeks. So just last week, I got back from Nexstar. I went to their super meeting. It was amazing. It was fantastic. Learned so much networking. Really, really beneficial. While I was there, there was a breakout, and I want to come back to that. I want to talk about that. That's the kind of part two of this that I want to discuss, because it was really an amazing thing. However, for now, I want to stay on the track of these organizations. And so my question is, and I'd love for you to shoot me an email. You can email me at patrick@thetradepreneurshow.com or info@thetradepreneurshow.com, or leave a message or comment in where this podcast is or on YouTube. I want to know if you're in an organization, and if so, what organization, and why you're in that specific organization. If you share that with me, that would be fantastic. I'm just curious about it. And I could go into deep reasons why I'm in this one and why I'm in this one and that one and not in this one or that one. My message to you, if you're listening to this, if you're a technician and you're working for a company and they're not a member of these organizations, do your research and find out how it could benefit you and the company if you were a member of some of these organizations and you took advantage of the training they had. Also, if you are in a truck running a business, one of the best ways to help you get out of that truck so you can grow your business is these organizations. Trust me when I tell you, a lot of the things the owner operator struggles with and is stuck in the truck because you don't know how to get out of the truck. And that's not a bad thing, right? We don't know what we don't know. And so you see so many owner operators that just get stuck and they plateau, because there is a big transition from working for somebody to now owning your own business and going from, hey, I'm in the truck, I'm part of there, I need to be out in the field generating revenue, doing this, doing that, to now I'm growing and to effectively manage the team, I need to be out of a truck and overseeing more. There's a reason officers in battle are in the church towers, right? They need a higher elevation. They can't be on the battlefield in the battle if they're going to effectively direct the campaign. I'm not saying that officers aren't on battlefields. Obviously, they are. But I'm talking about the commanders, the high-ups. Now, they may be in the fight, and they're very close to it, but they're in an elevated position, so they can see the entire battlefield. They can see things that are happening that somebody in the trenches is not going to be able to see. Now, obviously, technology today, we see things from a different way. We have satellites. We have everything like that. But you get the picture, I hope. Anyways, you get the point that if you want to grow your business, you need to get out of the truck. And one of the tools to help you do that is these organizations that already have the programs, the models, the systems, the training to help you do that. Now, don't get me wrong. You could be somebody that wants to stay in a truck and you're happy where you're at and you're in your sweet spot and you're happy. Then that's fantastic, right? One of the things I see happening in our industry is there's this pressure to scale and grow your business, right? All these people around us, and it's so funny. I was just talking to somebody at the event last week. You know, when there's a housing boom, all of a sudden everybody becomes a real estate tycoon. They start talking the language. They start buying other properties. They start, you know, and they have success. So they think that they got to figure it out until the market kicks their ass, right? The housing market changes, shifts, whatever. And they realize that, man, they were only riding the good wave. Well, I'm seeing that in this industry. There are some amazing exits that have happened and are happening and will continue to happen. But it also creates this pressure. I'm going to miss the boat. I got to do this. I got to grow my business. I can't be a three person, you know, three techs, and I'm one of them. I've got to scale my business and get out. Please resist that pressure. You should have your own visions and values and mission and where you want to be in 3, 5, 10 years. And with that said, what has to happen is you have to not succumb to the pressures of those around you and the industry. You have to do what you want to do. So again, I'm stressing, if you want to stay in the truck and that's how you're happiest, you know, they say you can't buy happiness. Don't give up happiness to chase somebody else's pressure. Right? Don't give up happiness to chase somebody else's pressure, outside force that's being put onto you. Now, if you do want to get out of the truck, or you want to stay in the truck, but you want to figure out how I could be better at what I'm doing, or you have somebody on your team that you want to take a bigger role and help you so you can do better in the field, they can do better in the office stuff, whatever it is. These organizations are great for that too, because they will help develop your team. They'll develop you and they'll develop your team. So just some things I want to share on these organizations. Do your research, look into them, find out what you're looking for, and choose one based on where you're at and where you want to go, where your gaps are, and who best fills those gaps. Also, in the greater context of who fills those gaps and where you want to go, the training. Who are the trainers? Who's doing the training? Who's writing the programs, right? Those are really important things to know. And then the other thing, one of the greatest things about some of these groups is if they have a buying group and you get purchasing power and you get rebates, you can pay for these groups just through those rebate programs. So check it out. If you got any questions on any of this, shoot me an email. I'd be more than happy to discuss this with you. But at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you. You know you. You know where you want to go. And if you're not in a group, you know what? Check them out. Figure out what works for you. And the last piece of advice I'll give on this is they only work if you do. So they can give you the best programs, the best training, the proven methods that have worked and are working. But if you can't do the heavy lifting of implementing them and putting them in place, you're not going to see results, right? You're not going to see results. So, I mean, I believe that goes without saying. But with that said, I'm going to do a show, a little promo here for my new hat that I got. Check this out. Trey Panor hat. So I think it's pretty cool because it kind of takes in the real tree, the American flag. I think it looks pretty cool. Maybe my head's a little too round. But anyways, hey, if you want one of these hats, shoot me an email. Go on the website, thetradepreneurshow.com, fill in the form, or just shoot me an email with your information. I'll send you one of these. Be more than happy to. Now, the second part I want to talk about. At the event, at the super meeting for NextStars at last week, they have an organization. It's a separate organization, but it's Explore the Trades. It's a nonprofit, and their whole mission and purpose is to drive interest in the trades, let people know the opportunity in the trades, specifically kids in school. They do great work. I'm a huge supporter of them. I love their mission. And at the event, the last day, they brought in some people. And if you know me, you know I'm from Philadelphia. Born and raised, met my wife. Yeah, suburbs of Philly. Met my wife. My wife's from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And so on stage was Explore the Trades, but also was Mr. Jarrett, Evan Jarrett, the instructor of a program at Mayfair School. It's a only program like it in the Philadelphia area. And then one of his students, I believe her name was Jemiah. If I hope I got that correct. If I didn't, I apologize. They are teaching construction to, I believe it's 4th to 8th grade. This school is kindergarten to 8th grade. And these kids are doing hands-on work. And you can check out their YouTube channel. They've got a podcast. It's called The Dope Podcast, I believe. That's one thing I didn't write down. But they've got a podcast. It's on YouTube, right? And then they also have Mr. Jarrett at Dope Teacher on YouTube, has all these students, clips of them, videos of them in school learning. One kid, I was watching one video, one kid's going up, he learning how to clear a clogged sink, how to router a sink. Another young woman was cutting, I believe it was a 2x4, and they were teaching how to properly measure, which sadly, so many people get out of school today and do not know how to read a tape measure. So the work they're doing is absolutely amazing. I would encourage you to check them out. Go to YouTube at Dope Teacher on YouTube, on Mr. Jarrett on Instagram. A little bit that I've found on him. Jarrett is a former contractor turned teacher. He teaches a skilled trades, building trades, construction class for 4th through 8th grades at Mayfair. His class covers a mix of trades, plumbing, electrical, carpentry, masonry, etc. He emphasizes hands-on project-based learning. Kids actually use tools, build small projects. Safety is a big deal in his class. He starts classes with safety meetings and obviously requires safety classes and safety gear. He also ties in academic subjects like math, geometry, with the trade work. So think about that. Measuring, angles, all of that. You know, kids are able to take something, it's sitting in a classroom learning something like geometry, and it makes no sense to them. But when you can get them to apply geometry where they're hands-on, all of a sudden, these what are otherwise complex theories and processes become real, live, tangible, that makes sense stuff. And as soon as our educators understand that, we change the world. But, you know, I think we've got too many people in education that think inside the box and are just, don't get me started. His class is a part of a CTE exploratory building trades program in middle schools. It's one of the only ones of its kind in Philadelphia district at the middle school level. Check this out. Students in his class can earn certifications normally available to high school CTE students. And the 4th to 8th graders are getting hands-on. He extends his program beyond the classroom. Check this right here. He built a mobile shop inside an RV to deliver shop classes in summer community settings. One sample project students built a bunny mansion, a small animal structure at Fox Chase Farm in a summer extension of his class. Like, we need more Mr. Jarretts. His program is unique in Philadelphia. It's reportedly the only middle school level building trades program in the district. Because many middle schools don't offer trade explorations, this gives kids exposure earlier than usual. He aims to break stereotypes, teaching that trades are for everyone, boys, girls, all students, and raising their legitimacy. All right. And look, he also faces resource constraints, which, you know, if you're out trying to do this work, I mean, think about it. If you, any of you have kids, you send them to public school or you send them to private school, you also get this list of, oh, we need a check for this much for school supplies and we need all these school supplies. And especially public schools, I'm thinking, well, what am I paying taxes for? Like, why am I paying my taxes and why am I now having to bring in 50 boxes of crayons to help the teachers? To me, I'm like, there's something really wrong with our education system. Well, and he's facing the same thing because he just doesn't need box of crayons. Think of the resources he needs. Man, this man and this school district and this program needs to be duplicated. You know, when I went to high school in Pennsylvania, it was in the Pocono Mountains. It was Monroe County Vocational Technical School. It was a VOTEC school. I went half a day to high school. Then I went half a day to the VOTEC school. Where are they? Why aren't they in every single school district? Why are we not teaching trades? And at the very least, teaching hands-on. And I know, you know, like, you have people like Mike Rowe and everybody out there really stressing the importance of this. And you got somebody like Mr. Jarrett who's actually like walking the walk, talking the talk. And so what I'm going to ask here, what I'm going to say is, how do we support him? How do we support his mission? How do we support Explore the Trades? There's nothing more exciting than seeing these young kids getting into the trades, understanding that, you know, from a young age, everybody learns about college. Not everybody goes to college. And they have a guest on one of their podcasts I was listening to. He went to Drexel and he ended up dropping out. Couldn't afford it. And he got a job in construction. And was making $75,000 a year, more than adults that were further down the line in life. And here he was just trying to make some money so he could go back to college. Amazing story. He's a CEO now and everything like that, but you can hear that on the Dope Podcast. Please check out their YouTube channel. Like, subscribe it. Like, as much as I need subscribers and likes and all that stuff, man, they're doing some great work. They're doing some great work. And I'm going to figure out what I can do to help organizations like this. Well, one is Explore the Trades. You know, if you're in the trades, reach out to Explore the Trades. They will send you posters. They will send you, or they'll send it directly to the schools in your area. So I think us contractors, if you are a technician, you can help because you can talk to students, to people interested in the trades. Tell them your journey. Tell them why you chose the trades. If you're a business owner, man, get into the schools. Talk to the teachers. Talk to the school districts. Talk to the community. Reach out to Explore the Trades. They will help you get into the schools. And this isn't just, think of it on a bigger scale. It's not just helping the trades and students and seeing the opportunity. It's getting more people interested in what we do. There is a huge shortage in this industry of qualified people coming in to the trades. Well, we can fix that, but we got to be proactive. And I think whether you're a technician, whether you're a business owner, I don't care if you're the business owner running a couple trucks and you're still in the truck and have no desire to get out of the truck, or you're scaling a business and you're running a business, whatever. Everybody has an impact as long as we take action. So I encourage you, I believe it's explorethetrades.org. Check out their website, reach out to them, Mayfair program, dope teacher, you know, just obviously Google that or Bing it or whatever you do, find them. I can't stress enough. Just go on to their YouTube channel and watching a few of their videos and subscribing. That helps. That has a huge impact. So with that said, my hope, anybody listening to this podcast either is considering joining a group, a trades group, a professional group, a best practices group, and I've helped clarify and give insight as to why you should seriously consider it. Or if you're already in one, perhaps, because it happens to me, I start to fall away. I start to get too tied up in the things that I'm doing. And that I sometimes don't go to these events because I'm like, I can't be away. But the reality is that's your recharge. You get reinvigorated. You get inspired by those around you that you meet. And it's almost a necessity to go. So if you are in a group, I hope you're maximizing the group. I hope if you don't think the group's delivering, I think first what I hope you do is look inward and say, are they not delivering or am I not doing my part? And then if you are doing your part and you still think they're not delivering, then perhaps look at another group. But the reality is so many people try and move to new locations when they have problems because they think geography fixes problems. Geography does not fix problems, right? So if you're in a group, fantastic. I hope you're maximizing it. If you're not, I hope that listening to me will get you to re-examine your utilization of those groups. And if you're not in one, I hope you consider joining one. There's many of them out there, and I truly believe everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs to be able to have opportunities where they can surround themselves by others, and everybody's on this journey together. With that said, thank you so much for listening, watching to the Tradepreneur Show. This is a passion. It is not easy, but I really enjoy doing it. So any support, likes, comments, subscribes, I truly appreciate. Until next time, be great.